Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup, where we are aiming to find the ultimate Beatles song of all time. 213 possibilities, only one winner. Hello, I'm Jono.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, this is it. We're kicking things off, which is very exciting.
Yes, I know.
We're sort of kicking things off, but what would be probably a good idea is to, I guess, explain away what this mad caper is that we're that we've started
on. Because
we've talked about this for, I think, about 3 years, and have finally got there.
Yes. We had some beers in Sydney, I think about 2 years ago, we were talking about it.
We did. And it was the idea of what is the greatest Beatles song of all time, but also, like, how do you get to that way? And I think the suggestion that we came up with was, well, surely you do a World Cup, you throw them all together, you have a whole bunch of heats, you have the knockout rounds, you have the quarterfinals, semifinals, and in the end, you've got two songs, one against each other, and you find out which one is the greatest ever.
Yeah.
What's the interesting thing around how we're going to do this is that it's not necessarily going to be just the most obvious choice, because there could be some heats that have got some absolute stone cold classics in it up against each other in the opening rounds. So, you know.
It's like the Football World Cup. Sometimes you have a favourite team and they get knocked out in the, you know, before the finals.
The round of death.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. I've got a spreadsheet.
yes.
Shall I explain how we're going to do this? So essentially what we're going to do is that we've got 213 Beatles songs which were created altogether. Now, 213 into a proper order of structure doesn't really work. So what we're going to do is today we're going to pick each five wild cards to go through, five each, and we're also going to pick three just completely random ones which have just been picked randomly out of the list. That'll give us 200. We're going to take those 200s and each week take four of them and put them head to head, and each week have one winner that will go through to the knockout rounds. That'll get us through to 64. Are you with me so far, Rob?
Oh, I'm with you, all right.
Excellent. And so then from there on we're going to the knockout rounds, then to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and then eventually, yes, we're going to get through to those final two songs that will go head to head for the ultimate Beatles song of all time, which is
fabulous.
Very exciting. Yes. Now, as part of this, as I mentioned, we did each pick five wild cards to go through as a free pass, really, to the next round. And Rob, I'll let you explain what your ones were.
Yeah, Jono, I've picked three of mine are off the White Album, actually. Those being Long, Long, Long. That was a track, the first time I heard it, I just thought it was extraordinary. And no one in my life had ever pointed it out to me before. It was like I'd actually discovered a Beatles song. So it's oddly special to me. I've picked I Will, which to me is just quintessential Macca. It's got the light, sweet, lovey-dovey lyric. It's got some nice finger-picked acoustic guitar. Uh-huh. You know, it's just great. Deserves to go deeper into the cup. And I've also picked off the White Album, Martha, My Dear, because who can resist a song about a sheepdog, Jono? Come on, you know.
Some people could. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Similar to I Will, that's just very Macca to me, the jaunty piano, some nice bass, a big chorus, some brass, you know. Yep. I'm rescuing it here and now. Mm-hmm. Aside from those two, I've gone for You Never Give Me Your Money. And I just think about that, the Abbey Road medley, you know, there's about eight songs in it. Mm-hmm. And this one just always appealed to me. It's just so many little bits to it. It's fabulous. It's like a medley almost within a medley. And finally, I've picked Two of Us, appropriate with Let It Be dropping on Disney Plus at the moment. That one's just very sentimental to me. You know, I always thought as a kid growing up, it was about Paul and John. It's actually about Paul and Linda, but park that. I grew up with a best mate, and I often think of him and I when I listen to it. So it's kind of weirdly sentimental as well to me.
Nice. We've got a slight bone, well, not a bone to pick with you, but can I just point out that you have you've literally picked five songs from like the last three albums. And
right.
I've always thought of you as like Mr. Early Beatles and me as Mr. Later Beatles. So what's going on there?
Oh, you have a point. I just must have major confidence in my early Beatles phase.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair
Something
enough.
Like that.
Well, you're going to see with my ones that there's definitely a skew towards the latter, because I am, you know, that's my vogue. But my five are Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Because that is literally, when I was a kid, my dad had like the, do you remember, used to get those cassette compilations, which were like eight cassette tapes in one big like fold out folio thing. And there's one of those for the Beatles. And I remember listening to this and just the weirdness of it really hit me as a kid. It was just like completely bizarre and weird and all those sounds of the backwards music and everything like that. So that's really stayed with me. So that's going through. Mm-hmm. Polythene Pam.
Okay, we're back at the medley.
Yeah, the medley gets another one through. I don't know what it is about this. I've just always really bloody liked it, and I think it's cheeky and a bit naughty and funny, and I like the rhythm and the energy of it.
Yes,
that's it. Love You Too.
Okay, wow. So
yeah, this one again, it's like one of those ones that starts one way and then just really that sort of that sitar and everything just crashes into it in the first 20 seconds, and it just becomes this really interesting little random track right in the middle of Revolver, kind of forgotten a smidge, that one.
I'd say so, yeah.
And another White Album one, everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey.
Fabulous,
because it's completely bonkers. And who doesn't love a cowbell?
Really? Exactly, exactly. And when I had a little band in high school, and we used to record things on, you know, little four tracks and things like that, that's one of the songs we recorded, actually.
Oh, fantastic. That's good to hear.
I should try and dig up the tape.
And speaking of the White, I must have been in White Album frame of mind when picking these, because, and I don't quite know why I've picked this, but I just thought, you know, it would never get through the first round if it wasn't given a little push. Wild Honey Pie.
Yeah, you're quite right about that.
So, and like the wild card isn't necessarily like ones we absolutely adore. It's just ones that, you know, perhaps needed a bit of help along the way.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the big songs, they're big enough and ugly enough to look after themselves. So, yeah, totally. These are the more obscure ones, I guess.
Absolutely. So those 10 have gone through. Plus, we also picked three random ones to go through as well, which were literally just picked at random out of the remaining 203 songs. Mm-hmm. So those three that were picked out are Long Tall Sally.
Okay, yeah.
And I Love Her.
That's nice, yeah. Nice solo.
And Another Girl.
Okay. Like, okay, there's some nice songs there.
Yeah, kind of slightly obscure-ish.
Some of my early stuff there, as you would call it.
Yes. Yes, that's the stuff. So those have gone through. So those are our 13 that are literally getting a free pass through to the next round. And we are going to be starting the heats, as of I was going to say next week, but we're going to drop a bonus episode and get these heats underway. So in a couple of days' time, heat one will be happening. And the way that we draw these heats, there is a giant box here filled with 200 pieces of paper with the names on them, and
it's a fire hazard, Jono.
It is absolutely. So I was wondering, Rob, would you like me to now pull those out and we can talk about what is going to be happening next week?
I would love to know.
Let's give it a whirl.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. As I dig around. Sorry, it's the first time I've done this, so this is, you know, all new to me. All right, so the first one through is, here we go. Oh, Glass Onion.
Glass Onion, okay.
Something random. I'm the Walrus. Man, talk about two wacky Jong songs in a row.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Blue Jay Way.
Okay, bit of George.
Bit of George. And the last one. There's too many pieces of paper. I need to work out a new system, I think. Rain.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Rain. Yes, good.
Quite a mix. Slightly John skewed, but you know.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It'll happen. So next week, we are going to, I know I keep on saying next week, it's literally in a couple of days' time, we're going to kick off with Heat 1, and those four songs are going to go up against each other, which is pretty exciting.
It is. We better record that episode.
We'd absolutely better record that episode. So, yes, that is all going to be coming soon. And, of course, if you want to get in touch with us before then, we are on Twitter at Beatles World Cup. And if you want to email us, feel free to email us at thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that, too.
Cool. Well, we will see you in literally a couple of days' time. You've got a chance to watch a bit more of Get Back before then.
Yes, that's right. Get back to your TVs.
Nice. See you then.
Bye now.